the world.
What's up, buddy?
You looking like a pure fool.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm shielding my head from the chemtrails.
You better shield your mouth.
Bitch, you better.
Nose, fool. Bitch, you better. What's good, bro?
Nothing, but what are we going to talk about today? You know what we're going to talk about today, bro?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about conspiracies. I like that.
Why you take the tinfoil hat off, B? Get it back on there.
Yes, sir.
Well, you done wasted a lot of Rhenifoil for that.
No, I'll use it.
That's what my family calls it.
Rhenifoil.
It's Rhenifoil. Boy, get some of that Rhenifoil. Cover up that meat.
Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Bop Karaoke. Looking for a new way to turn up the fun? Try Bop Karaoke, the most entertaining karaoke gaming app. With Bop Karaoke, you're not just singing, you're playing a game. Choose from country, pop, R&B, or hip-hop. Set your level of difficulty and let the fun begin. With gamified features, scoring, and leaderboards, you can compete with friends or just enjoy the spotlight solo. The best part? You can record and share your bops or keep them just for yourself. Whether you're a shower singer or a stage-ready performer, Bop Karaoke makes every note memorable. Ready to record yours? Head to bopkaraoke.com or search for Bop Karaoke in your app store. Let's make your next karaoke session one to remember. Download Bop Karaoke today.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, our listeners kind of wanted to hear this. We did a little poll and 62% of people said that they didn't believe we went to the moon.
Let's dig in, bro.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I just want to discuss this in terms of not being some radicalized psycho. Okay. I'm coming in just using my rational thoughts. Okay. So I just want to make that disclaimer because people try and turn people into me like we're cuckoo. Okay.
What do you mean by you people?
You people. So, okay. Let me start off, right? Do we participate in little white lies in our lives?
That's all the time.
Okay. And this is where I come from. Mm-hmm. So we start off with, oh, Santa's going to bring you some gifts, right? Santa is coming down the chimney. He's checking your list, who's naughty or nice. Mm-hmm. So we grow up teaching our kids about Santa. That's a little white lie.
Tooth fairy, okay? Easter bunny.
Tooth fairy, Easter bunny, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So we make up little lies. And so I think all the time we do it, but then when we say the government, it's almost like because they're the government, they're always telling us the truth.
For sure.
And I'm just like, they're not. We don't even tell our own kids the truth sometimes.
Yep.
So that's where I'm coming from. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not just like, oh, they're out to get us and this and that. It's some stuff I believe in, some stuff I don't. So here's my rational thoughts about the moon.
Mm-hmm.
1969.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between 1960, I did my research for you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
1969. Oh, getting a little hot up
there.
It's
a little warm under that thing.
Them trees look great back there, player. So 1969 to 72.
Yep.
We supposedly went 11 times.
Okay. Attempted 13. Went
or 12. Yeah.
Because one got there but didn't land.
Yeah. So, okay. And I'm just like, all right. In 69 and between 72, like a couple of these, They were like launching 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, bro, Russia never made it. They never made it to the moon, but we landed on the moon. And this, as a young boy, as a young lad, a wee lad, this is what got me.
Yeah.
The moon rover.
Okay.
Okay. That moon rover looked like a Jeep. And big tires. Like, we shipped that thing up there in 69. So it was, you know, the technology that we had, that type of vehicle up there bouncing around. As a young boy, I didn't believe that.
Okay.
So I didn't believe that. And then when you look at technology today, so we went from 1969 to 1972 and we scrapped it.
Yep.
We scrapped it.
Yep.
And here it is. And so we're going up back and forth like this. Here it is. We got all this technology now. I mean, Dubai wasn't even around then, bro. And look at Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
But we went up there on that type of technology. And yet and still, we had some people sit up there for 9 months because we couldn't get them back. But we went there and then called the president, talked to them on a rotary dial phone. Get out of here.
Not exactly, but okay.
Okay.
My turn?
So, yes, please.
Okay. So you have to remember that the world we live in today is not the world we lived in back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, when you were joining the military or you were a test pilot or you were a, you know, the risk of you dying was extremely high, right? I mean, like race car drivers back in the day, you know, they died. Half of them that were getting in a car were going to die because technology had not caught up. Or it's not even that technology hadn't caught up. It was that we didn't care as much. It was like, okay, we're pioneering, we're changing. You know, think about like us as kids, you know, just us as Gen X kids, right? Did we have to wear a bike helmet? No. Did they have, you know, were the grates that covered sewer drains, were they, you know, did they keep us kids from falling into them? No. And that was in the 70s, right? So different time, a different place. And here's the thing. I agree that it raises a lot of questions. The problem with those questions is that there's answers for almost all of those with scientific proof, right? So let's just break it down.
Well, you say scientific proof.
Yeah.
Careful.
You
careful with scientific proof.
You and
proof.
Me could go to a hardware. We could go to an electronics store. You and I could go and download a manual. And we can, we could go to a hardware store and an electronics store and buy enough parts for a couple $100 that we could buy a laser or an antenna strong enough and bounce it off of a dish that's on the moon. There is stuff that's left over up there.
Since 72. But, since 72, bro.
And that's where we have to back up, right? Russia did make it to the moon. They just didn't make it to the moon with people.
Yeah, well, that's what I, okay. That's fine. Right? We've made it to Mars. I don't disagree that we've gone to Mars.
So you're saying we made it to the moon, but we just didn't send a person there.
We didn't send no people there, bro. We didn't send no people there. I mean, pulling up that rover, there's no, like, where did you ship that at?
In the Apollo Lim module.
Bro, that thing was the size, like I said, it was the size of, I mean, when you look at this thing and you look at it, I literally said this before. It looks like a kid made it. But you sent this thing up here, which is basically a Jeep's body. And you got that up there. You know, let's just say for kicks and giggles, okay, it happened. But in what way do we, as dumb as we were, from 69 and 72. I'm just using that word, right? We get smarter and smarter.
I'd argue we're smarter then than we are now.
Well, okay. That's, again, we used to bleed people too. Oh, you need a good bleeding. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear what you're saying.
We do crazy stuff. So again, for us to be able to do that in 72 and then for us to scrap it, it leads to a lot of questions. And because if we were that badass in 72, okay, so let's reverse it. Look how far we've gone in terms of sea exploration since then.
Less than 1% of the deep ocean floor has been explored.
Right. But I mean, even what, a couple years ago, that family, I mean, the tech, what I'm saying is technology. Before you had to be in a big, gigantic submarine, that family went, that dude went down there, they're like, oh, all that stuff was wrong. So we've gotten to the place in terms of technology that we've been able to go deeper and deeper since we've gone in 1972. Now, if you got enough money, you can jump in a private deal and go to the, you know, as deep as you possibly can go.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And that technology did not stop. Mm-mm. And so here's the only piece that I believe was part of the propaganda.
Okay.
Okay. I believe that space race was us trying to bankrupt Russia. Okay.
And I believe definitely a huge part of it.
I believe that space race was like, oh, no, let's keep racing. And then we'll just bankrupt you guys. And then we'll be able to have the advantage, Cold War, all of this stuff.
And that's a big part of it. No disagreement.
So to me, that's just, it's not like, you know, they're lying to us, but I'm like, hey, that's a strategy. But for me, it's that lunar roving vehicle. I'm like, you got that thing up there and got that thing down. Come on, shorty.
So let's break down some of the stuff you said. Let's rebut here.
Right.
Okay. So let's start with the biggest one on your list, the rover, right? One, it was it was a pile of spare parts. I know it looks like a Jeep, but it was, there's a reason a Jeep looks like a Jeep, right? Is because a Jeep needed to be lifted by technology at the time to be put into a forward deployed location. So it needed to be as tight, compact, and light as possible. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So you saying they put that together? Is that what you're saying?
100%. And the reason that I know this is because where was it stored? How did they get it there?
Yeah.
It was stored in the bottom of the LEM, the lunar module, the lunar.
Let me give me ability to share, player.
You got it. Oh boy, we're going dark.
We're going dark.
I got to go into. Let's see. Here it is.
Okay, you got it.
Just a sec. Advanced. All participants. You are green lit.
I'm green lit to share. Okay.
For now.
Here we go. Yeah. No. You're gonna keep letting me share.
I was gonna say. I still didn't get to finish my sentence, but okay.
Go ahead.
No. Look at this.
Look at this, bro.
That's the LRV.
So you're telling me it's solar powered?
No, it was battery powered.
Oh, it's battery powered. So why they got that little solar thing up there?
It came with full. It's just like a car today. It came with batteries. And it was allowed to charge, but it went up there fully charged.
And that thing went up there in that capsule.
Correct.
That's huge, bro.
I mean, you could talk to some of the, I mean, not maybe not anymore, but yeah, you could still talk to some of the engineers that built that thing. What's really cool is if you read even more about it is, so that didn't go up on the very first Apollo mission, right? They had to learn a whole bunch of stuff. That went up later. What's cool is,
they only did it for 3 years, bro.
I know, but they went up again, as you said, they went up there 11 times. So what's really cool is that LRV kept evolving. It kept getting better and better because it stayed up there and they kept bringing more, upgrade packages for it so that it could hold more stuff. And you can watch the documentaries on the teams that were designing this stuff, right? Like, oh, now we can do this because there was so much unknown, right? It was like we didn't know how much radioactivity was going to be in the Van Allen belt, right? Like, oh, gosh. So we had to like over engineer the capsule the first time. And then we found out, actually, good thing we did. But it was really just about the same radiation as somebody who works at like a nuclear power plant, because that's the biggest thing that like, you know, anti-lunar people will say, like, you can't get through the Van Allen belt without dying of radiation. Here's the other thing, right? There is so much unknown, right? Back then, think of the hysteria, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War. We didn't know what we didn't know. We didn't know, you know, what if the Soviet Union went up there and put a nuclear missile on the moon, right? And it's and just put up a missile launcher. We didn't know. So it was like, we got to get there first and make sure things are good. We got to get up there and maintain a presence. And then when we realized, oh, okay, you know, things are good, things are calm, things are fine. Not a real reason to go there. Now we're going back and everybody's like, why are we going back now? Well, the reason we're going back now is because of a lot of reasons, but mainly because, one, it's a great base to show that we can launch stuff from there to other planets, Mars. And we've found that there's a lot of probable minerals and metals and gases, or, you know, elements in the lunar.
But it took us 50 something years to figure that out, bro.
No, it didn't. It took us 50 years to figure out what were we going to do with it.
But again, the question is, why haven't we gone back since 72? If we went there with that technology,
why would we go back?
But again, I mean, I don't have the answers to that. But what I'm saying is it was pretty quick. It was a pretty quick date. Mm-hmm. We spent a lot of money on that date.
Billions and billions and billions.
To not go back and visit. Okay. To not go back and visit. And, we've done nothing like that. And at the rapid pace that they have went up there, and then you take our technology, we didn't launch shuttles that rapidly. Once we got the space shuttles intact, we weren't launching them 4 months after. I'm like, we were super aggressive.
Yeah.
Just the numbers seem really aggressive with low budget technology.
I don't think low budget is the right word. And I mean, and let's back this up, right? You said something about, you agree that we've definitely sent stuff to the moon. You definitely agree that humankind has put stuff on the moon, right?
We got rockets. I don't trip about rockets. About satellites.
Right. Have we landed stuff on the moon?
This is the first time we're kind of talking about that. I've kind of been of the mindset that the whole thing was a farce for defensive purposes and strategy. There's all types of things we do for strategy. So that's why I started off the conversation like, hey, we lie to our children.
I understand.
For specific reasons. But in terms of that, I don't know. I know we've sent people to space.
Okay. So let's just
disagree with that.
Let's just back through this one little process so I can find a crack in your armor or your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So back to what I was saying, you and I can prove that there's human made stuff on the moon by simply pointing a laser strong enough at a certain part as a known coordinate to the moon and having it reflect back. We know that there are dishes and stuff on the moon that will bounce back, and no other part of the moon will do that. So we could confirm that. That's proven. So that.
Okay. I don't know that, but if you're saying that, okay.
So let's just say that that's true, which proves that we put stuff there, right? In this hypothetical discussion we're having, that proves that we put stuff there, right? Mm-hmm. And to use your words, right? The technology was so much inferior back then.
Yes.
Right? So you're telling me that we could send stuff to the moon without people? We didn't even, that's how good technology, because we've proven now that we put stuff on the moon in this debate, hypothetically.
We haven't proven.
I said hypothetically.
I've never really gotten to.
Let's just go through the stages.
Okay, for kicks and giggles. Okay, we got stuff on the moon.
Right,
okay.
That's all I'm saying. So we got stuff there.
Yeah.
In this debate.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get stuff there, you're saying that would mean that we were advanced enough to send unmanned stuff without any people in charge of anything.
We were sending chimpanzees up there left and right. So I'm not tripping on that.
Not to the moon.
In space, though.
Yeah. Okay. There's a huge difference between escape Earth's velocity and and maybe it gets into an orbit, maybe it doesn't. And yeah. I mean, and a huge difference, right?
Right.
And now, I mean, yeah. So to follow through on that thought, it's like, I don't know if we were that good at back in the day to get something to at least a moon orbit without a person. But we can prove that there have been stuff there. And eventually the Russians did. They built this like robotic mega rover that had wheels like the size of giant tractors. I think it only moved for a little bit. That's actually what you can aim a laser beam on is the dish that thing needed to communicate with Earth. So, I mean, it's kind of like, I understand that overall, when you look at it from a distance, it's like, that's a lot to digest. That's a lot to have to believe. But when you start to kind of pick apart at it, it's like, well, if this is true, why wouldn't the rest be true? Right. Mm. It's like,
because people lie.
No, okay. So let's get into that. Let's shift gears and let's start talking about, because I agree with you on a ton of things that there are a lot of lies.
Just my last one though on this. Mm-hmm. So, okay. The whole, this was me as a kid as well. This is just being a precocious young man.
Sure.
One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Who was taking that video? If he was the first dude off of it,
there was a camera on the leg of the lunar lander.
It was much further than that.
No, it was a telephoto lens. It was wide open.
Okay. Listen, look at this. Look at this, bro. look at this thing.
That was way after. And that's not the first landing.
I know, but even look at that one.
What about
you're telling me that is like rental. That's like the foil you had on your head.
Yeah, but it's 24 karat gold.
Okay.
Which we still use to this day because it shields this thing
gets off the ground and gets us back.
Not the bottom, just the top.
Just the top.
Yep. 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that.
There's no atmosphere on the moon, so you don't need to go through anything.
That thing looks like a hunk of junk, bro. And then look at this thing. They shipped this there?
Not on that one. Just parts for it.
But in one of them?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
No,
fair enough.
No, sorry, Bob. And me and you, see, what people don't know is me and you, this is the first time this is being taped.
Yep.
Right. Us having this conversation. We've had this conversation a million times.
Let me go one further.
It's good fodder, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let me go one more. And then if you need to feel to rebut, that's fine, too.
Okay. No. Go ahead.
Japan landed a lunar expedition unmanned in the Sea of Tranquility, which is where most of the Apollo missions were, if not all. I'm not sure on that one. The Sea of Tranquility is that crater that they were in. And what they did was, it was interesting. They actually have footage from Japan that can confirm that actually mirrors the same, what do we call it? Mountain hill structure, right? Like, they took pictures from the Sea of Tranquility that are the exact same as lunar images from the U.S. land Apollo missions. So it's like, oh yeah, okay, the mountain view looks exactly the same as Japan when Japan landed there in the last 10 years. So, you know, we didn't know what the moon looked like. How did we know that what the mountain ranges on the moon looked like in the 70s to take those pictures?
I don't know, but
I do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, because we went there and we took those pictures.
Okay. Well, riddle me this. Riddle me this.
Okay. Right? Let's go.
Why stop at 1972? Why stop? Why not build, when we built the technology for the space shuttle and the Challenger and all of that, why not head back up there? But instead we start building the space station. So I'm just like, there's nothing. There wasn't Turks and Caicos in 72. There wasn't Dubai in 72. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have cell phones in 70. Okay. Look at cell phones now. I'm just saying that with the birth of technology and all of these smart ass people who've come out of the woodwork.
Right.
That we do something like that again on a shoestring budget. And then we get technology to go faster, longer, stronger, but yet we don't go back. That's to me, I'm like, okay, that's to me the biggest smoke plume right there.
So my answer to that is I refute that it was a shoestring budget. I think we threw a ginormous amount of cash at it and that.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying in terms of money and resources we have now, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe we have less money now than we had then. But anyway, I hear what you're saying. I don't think
Santa
money.
Finish.
Yeah, my turn. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree.
So the biggest answer is, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. Uh-huh. We learned as much as we could with the technology that we had, which was a lot. It was a lot of technology, right? The amount, the way that we look at stuff and the way that we, analyze stuff. Again, we brought stuff back. And so we've been analyzing that stuff for 3 decades, right? 4 decades. There hasn't been a reason to go. That's the thing is, why go back? It's not that we couldn't go back. Yes, we could, but why go back? And so
now you're saying, well, it could be a great space station for us. Well, we've had scientists on this. We've had some of the greatest minds in the world working with NASA, but now it's like, we're going to try and go back because it can be a good spot to do a slingshot, put a base.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
No, but we didn't figure that out for 50 years.
It's not that we didn't figure it out. We didn't. That's where the technology question is aligned with your theory. We couldn't do then what we can now. And so now we're finally at a point. And again, this whole time, you know, the interest and budgets and, you know, NASA isn't the place that it was back then. Oh, you froze.
We lost you.
I lost you.
You lost me?
Yeah, you froze. And I heard you say, uh-oh. And then you jumped off. Anyway, I'll cut that part out. All good. Actually, it'll probably cut yourself out. Anyway, the thing is, we were operating without knowledge back in the day. We were doing first things for the very first time, right? And so, yeah, but you're on the other microphone again.
Whatever just happened as well.
I think you just switched over.
It didn't. It won't.
I hear you. You're on your good mic now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So go ahead. This is fun, bro.
I'm having fun too.
You recording?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never stop.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So again, right? We were doing stuff and had no idea. That's what makes it even more impressive is that we went there. And we didn't know what the surface of the moon was going to look like. And so it was like, okay, how are we going to land on this thing?
It looks like a range in New Mexico.
That's what it looks like. Anyway, I mean, that's the right, thing
we'll
is
put, we'll put this.
We'll put this on the bed. We'll put this puppy to bed. We'll have episode 2.0 if the audience wants it.
Yeah. We'll put this puppy to bed, but I'll just say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
For my listeners out there. Look at the technology that we have in the arms race.
Yeah.
Like lasers, bro. Just like, that's just like Outkast said that. He said, they got something that'll blow out your back from where they stay at. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like laser technology.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just the drones, like billions of dollars and just the technology that we have now is stupid, man. You know, un, un, I mean, planes, you can fly planes unmanned. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, if that's the case, government, I would assume that we would be back sooner.
Why?
And,
but why?
And so now, but you're like, you said it's a great stopping ground for us to do larger trips.
Yep.
So now the clock is on.
Yep.
The clock is on.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are in our 50s.
Yep.
I'm 50. The clock is on for when we make it back.
I don't think
the clock is on.
The clock is on, but I think it's because honestly, I think we're going back because Elon is like a big, like, I'm going to go. And so I don't think Artemis, which is the name of the NASA missions that are going to go back to the moon. Mm-hmm. I don't think Artemis mm-hmm. exists without Elon doing SpaceX.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, true. And I'm just like, I mean, we can go down a rabbit hole about Antarctica. And it's all the crazy stuff that they got there. But we got bases and stuff in Antarctica.
Agreed. There's a lot of rumors that the only reason that Star Wars, you know what Star Wars is? Not the movies.
Oh, the our stuff. Yeah. Star Wars. Yeah.
The only reason that Star Wars existed was because Reagan said, I got to have it. Mm-hmm. So at a point in time, there were high powered lasers that could melt stuff from or at least shoot ICBMs as they were being launched over the USA.
Coming over. Yeah, right. which makes sense, you know.
Right. And so
I mean, look at Israel. They got the Iron Dome.
The Iron Dome.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll put the moon to rest for now. That was some good introductory fodder. what you got next on your list, player?
So for me, right, is it's like I don't want to get too much into this one because I don't know. It's just the thing is, I agree with you. So let me go on to one where I think I'm more on your side. I think that the government can do very, very scary things and then hide it under the guise of, oh, no. Right. And I don't like to get into politics, but I think both the left and the right have done things and have paid people and have threatened and blackmailed, you know, people into doing stupid shit just because it benefits their regime, their campaigns, their movement, right? It's like, oh, let's just talk about this. And I'm not saying which way I lean.
You're good. I'm with you. Yeah, we're not.
Like, and it's dark. It's crazy shit, like mass shootings. What's to say that you can't, you know, the government doesn't go to somebody, find enough dirt on somebody, you know, find enough pressure, strong arm tactics, threaten, you know, or find somebody who wants to kill themselves anyway and say, hey, we'll take care of your family for the rest of your life. Or if you don't do this, we're going to kill your entire family and you'll make you watch, you know,
millions of times this has happened.
Find a soft minded person and say, hey, I need you to go into this public area and shoot a bunch of people.
I mean,
why is that so outlandish to think?
It's not outlandish because you get people who think who are radicalized who'll just do it because they think they're going to Nirvana with a bunch of virgin brides.
Exactly.
People get radicalized all the time. So it's not to think that we can't do that. It's not to think. So you're exactly right. I believe that a lot of these mass shootings have happened like that. I mm-hmm. also believe, and I know, you know, if you go back and research MK Ultra.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yep.
MK Ultra was real. They tested people. I mean, and then they showed you stuff like, well, I met somebody the other day and they were like, we were playing the game, the mm-hmm. movie game, and they were like Firestarter. And I was like, dude, that's the first they've been testing people. And you think about Jason Bourne. Mm-hmm. That's real.
I have to believe it is.
And so they can do both ways, right? They can make a decision and they can say, look, I got this dirt on you. And if not, Meemaw is on the street and all of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you go, oh, shit, I'm going to have to go and try and do this and survive and keep Meemaw alive
or not.
And there's other people who they've been dripping the shit in you for a minute and then they turn your ass on.
Yep.
You remember that DC sniper?
Yep.
What a lot of people don't know is he, Jason Bourne, that kid.
For sure.
He, Jason, he, and there's this whole deal where
people, for years.
He groomed him, and then they go, okay, you're going to become a new person. And so guess what? And you're the old you, the old Ryan or whatever, or Danny, he's dead and we're going to go kill him. And what they do is they say, that's the old you. Kill him.
Yep. Right.
And you kill that person. And then you've heard it before. People get brainwashed,
psychologically detached.
And so I believe that, every time we see something like that, and there's always some weird connection. The last two people who tried to shoot Trump, they both were in BlackRock commercials.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What's the connection to that?
I don't know, dude. Right? That's wild.
Both of them were in the commercials, bro, or either work for them. And these are two people who tried to pop Trump. So all day long. And my point to all of this is, it ain't Cinderella out here. And a lot of times we feel like it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's way deeper shit I could go into, but hence the reason I didn't raise my child with any of that shit, right? Because then it's like logical stuff, but you believe it.
Right.
And it's like, it's right in front of you. And then you're like, oh, well, no, that couldn't happen. Or they wouldn't do that. I mean, for years, there's companies that's been, they'll keep you using a drug knowing it's killing you.
Yeah. 100%.
It's making money. Oh, we're not going to tell you. How long did we keep producing asbestos after we knew it was killing people?
Oh, way too long. Or, car industry, how long was it like, we need to decide if we need to recall this or just pay off the families.
Pay off the family. And people have been doing, oh, the brakes are bad. Like, how many people killed themselves when Toyota had that real bad deal?
Takata, not Toyota, but the airbag thing.
Toyota had a bad one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had a huge deal. And the reason I know this is because this is a little history lesson. Mm-hmm. But, the name Toyota really comes from Toyoda. Mm-hmm. Toyoda was a huge family that had a dry cleaning company.
Yep.
And it's huge in Japan. Toyoda, right? The son then comes in multiple generations. The son comes and says, I want to start a car company. The dad is like, cool, but you got to change that name just in case something bad happens. Mm-hmm. And you shame the family name. So he's a Toyota, but he put the T in there, not to shame the family's name. And multiple years ago, they had a major, it was either an airbag or brakes or something. And I mean, people were jumping off of bridges because of that.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Scary.
Scary stuff, man. And the whole point is just keep your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that everybody is out to get you, but just like, you go to Target, you don't just put your wallet, on the cart and leave it out.
Right.
And walk away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that show? Okay. That you got me on where the dude, where they realize I'm trying, I don't care. They realize that they are living in an underground bunker.
Silo.
No. The like current day one with the, where the president is like
paradise.
Paradise, right?
Right.
How long? Armageddon, Deep Impact. All of these movies, right? Is it's like, do we tell the public or not? Do we let them know they're all going to die or don't we? Right? Like, how many times has an asteroid that science, that NASA or whoever you want to say?
Oh my God.
Like how many, I would say a bunch of times the probability exists that we've probably almost been squished as a bug, as a species, and we didn't even know about it.
And why do you think so? Why do you think that we don't tell?
There's no benefit to telling everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, living in Florida, because people would freak the F out.
That's exactly right. So the hysteria and the panic would be overwhelming on the chance, right. Because they don't know. That's the problem, is there's still so much shit we don't know.
Yeah, and but a lot of people are living like roses and puppy dogs too.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, oh no, they could. And again, a small storm that comes here,
mm-hmm.
You get a chance to see. Now, if you live in Florida, let me give you a couple pro tips.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your shit now.
Now?
When ain't nothing happening.
Yeah.
Go stock up.
Generator.
Go stock up on generator.
Ethanol-free gas, people.
Yeah. You know, food, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Bottles of whiskey.
Plywood.
Everything you need, you keep it.
Yeah.
So then when something's coming, you're not waiting in a 2-hour line for a bottle of water.
Because
I take my daughter off to see that. And so it's mass hysteria. Every time a storm comes, I'm like.
Oh, I lost you. You're not there. I can't hear you.
What is occurring, bro?
Now I can hear you again. What? You can make me edit the fuck out of this video.
Man, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, man. Maybe they're listening to us and they're like, uh-oh. The government has kicked you off again.
Hey, am I back?
You're back. You never left.
Jesus Christ. They're like, get off of here.
The government is watching us.
Government done came and took my babies.
Yeah, because I hear you. What you saying? When the news comes on and says, okay, let me do you one better. How many times has somebody have some distributor or government contract companies like that makes plywood or gasoline or something said, hey, tell those people that hurricane's coming their way?
Bro, I say it all the time. It never hits. And everything's out.
Gone. Gas. Shelves are empty.
I'm like, you hit your number.
Yep.
You hit your number. So that the point is there is a lot of things. There's a lot of dark and scary things that are going. Okay, let's take a step back. Are there UFOs?
I was going to go there next.
Okay. Here's there?
I think that there have been. I don't think that I'm a little bit deeper on that. And, you know, there was a movie Contact. That and mm-hmm. I always get the math wrong, but but Jodie Foster at the end of the movie when she's doing an interview and they're like, you know, after her whole ordeal, they're like, so mm-hmm. do you think that there are people out there? And here's the thing. There mm-hmm. has the numbers are too crazy. Like out of however many billions of stars, if 1% of those had planets, and then 1% of those billions, it's just like the numbers are too overwhelming.
It's too much, bro.
It's too much many. For there to not be.
No, I mean,
I think that people, I think things have come here, but I don't think that they can get home. So I think it's a one-way trip. I think it's a one-way trip, and. So have there been people here? I think so.
I think we know them. I think we talk with them. I think the abductions that we've had have been a handshake negotiation.
Mm.
And I think they gave us the technology that got us the nukes.
Mm.
That's what I believe. There's been, when I was a wee lad, there was an early game. It was a Star Trek game.
Uh-huh.
But it literally showed you how big the universe was.
Oh, it's so ginormous. I know the game. I played it too.
Yeah. And it was like Alpha 1 through Alpha 1000, then Beta 1. And it was like, it was so vast. And you could go there and you'd be like, does it have oxygen? Does it this? And you would go there and do all of this stuff. And so even back then, I mean, you know, how are the pyramids built?
That's wild.
Right. So how are the pyramids built? My aunt told me that when I was 9. And so part of it, she blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how are the pyramids built? She was like, aliens.
Well,
and she was the only one. She was the only one. My aunt Johnny Mae. She was the only one out of all of them. And, you know, because a lot of times your faith will block that. Like, oh, no, Jesus did it. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and she was like, without hesitation, like the aliens did it. And just so happens she's a Trekkie too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
so
real quick, they have proven that with enough people and enough time, which we're all in mass quantity, that
right.
the technology existed in the time to do that. But that still, the likelihood is crazy.
Bro. No. And let me just say this. There's been enough situations around the globe where people have been like, I got abducted. This is what they did. And from Australia to England to Africa to the Middle East to Canada, and they're like, draw what they look like.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And you know what I'm saying? And they all looked alike. The grays.
Yep. Like the movie Communion, which messed me up as a kid.
What's that one?
The movie Communion is based on the book that is written around that collection of stories. Some guy or person, maybe a lady, I don't know, wrote a book basically based on the reports of these people from all over the planet that had there was no pattern to how they would know each other or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they all drew the same face, right? The face of the grays, right? With the like triangle. With the big, big almond-shaped eyes. And it's like, why are all these people drawing the same shape of people and they've never even known each other? Mm-hmm. And so he wrote a book about it, and that book was turned into a movie. And that movie had Christopher Walken as the main character. And
I'm gonna need more cowbell.
And it's a great piece of cinematography.
I think I remember that now. But there was a dude... In college, I got super deep. There was a book called The Pale White Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude read it. I mean, he wrote it and it broke everything down. His big deal was that Roswell was real.
Mm.
And there was an alien. His name was Ebby. And it was like his name was Ebby. And he wanted to be called some grand, impotent something. But they called him Ebby. And it was like short for extra terrestrial being something. But this dude, like Roswell was real. And that dude, and Ebby was here, and Ebby gave people all types of information.
Mm.
And that all the presidents have known. And there's a lot of them living in Antarctica. And that's why you can't just get there.
That's true. So, gotcha.
You know.
I mean, look at the F-18, the modern... Within the last 5 years, fighter pilots of F-18s with flight recorders are like, I don't know what the hell that was. That doesn't make any sense.
So much stuff. I mean, I've seen them. You know, so.
Here's a funny story, though. My chemistry teacher, my chemistry and physics teacher in high school, this was back in the 90s, right? Most people hadn't seen lasers in, you know, yet. They saw them on TV or something. They were pretty, you know, very, very, very rare. Right. And so he built one, and it was like the size of like a telescope, like a big telescope. Mm-hmm. And so he had, you know what a stereo microphone is?
What's that?
Or a parabolic microphone. He had like they used to use on the sidelines of football games, right? So they could,
tune in at a very finite
spot. So he had one of those, and he would go up on his roof in Greeley, Colorado, and he would sit on his roof with his parabolic microphone and a laser pointer, and he would flash dots on people's lawns and stuff at nighttime and then listen to them lose their friggin' minds. They were like,
over the dot.
Because they had no idea. Yeah. Yeah. Because they're like, oh no, it's aliens. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah. And you got certain places that are just hotspots for
for
activity. You know, I've always believed it. I've seen them. My grandfather, he grew up in Mississippi and it's to me, it seems like when you had less technology, people saw more crazy shit.
I would agree with that.
And he would be like, oh, boy, I done seen it all. I done seen orbs following people around and, you know, just an old scared Mississippi boy. So
the problem that I do. Yeah.
Stuff out there.
And the thing that makes me kind of go, geez, I'm not sure, is because the amount of cameras and that are, you know, and the quality of cameras has like. A gazillion time more than it ever was. Like how have we still,
right?
Like, it's like, oh, we should have confirmed that Bigfoot exists. We should have seen the Loch Ness monster. We should have seen, it's like, but we haven't. So have we? And like, they're still hiding that or suppressing that or
you remember when that, you remember when all of that shit happened in Miami and they were like a portal opened?
Yeah.
I went down that rabbit hole hard. I mean, the first thing that I saw was they were like, oh, it's a fight at this Miami club. And I was just like, that is too many police cars for a mall fight.
Way too many.
It was way too many. So I'm like, again, it's just I hadn't heard that, but there's like a fight in downtown Miami. And I'm like, that's enough cars for the Pope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it starts getting out on Twitter, like, hey man, a portal opened in that bitch and stuff was coming out of there. And I'm like, what? And then there's multiple people. And they were like, it was like some kids came there with something that opened something up. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy, dude.
But they're like, there's a fight. So again, my normal vantage point, I didn't go into it like, oh, it must be some alien activity. I was just like, that's a shit ton of cops.
Mm-hmm.
That's an aggressive amount of cops for this. And then now something weird happens. And then now it's buried. You know what I'm saying? It's gone. Man, disclaimer. This is a lot of...
All of this was the purposes of entertainment value. We mean nothing that we've actually said. No.
It's all a spoof, everybody.
This is just us shooting the shit.
We're just shooting the shit, spoofing, having a good time.
Don't shoot us in the back of the head, people, please.
What happened to In a World?
In a World with Dark.
we want to introduce them to a little bitch you better.
Yeah. I don't have one. You're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bitch, you better not reply to texts with hearts and thumbs up in the middle of the night on a group text.
No.
To me, it's the dumbest shit. And I'm just going to say it because one, if it's a massive text, you have no idea what that person is liking.
Ooh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. So let's say you got a text with 5+ people on it, family.
Yep.
And I just have some people that like to wake up in the middle of the night and they've missed a day or two of text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start thumb upping and hearting the shit 2 days later.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
You know, like they have to show acknowledgement. But what I'm telling people is, we don't know what the hell you clicking.
Oh, because if it's a mixed one and it's got Android, you're talking about a green bubble conversation.
Yeah, it's way back.
It's like, what did you just like? Yeah.
I have no idea what you just liked.
So what we're saying is if you're in a green bubble conversation and somebody likes something, all it says is, Chris liked a message. You don't know what the heck they just liked.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what you're hearting.
I don't know what it is.
Give me some context, motherfucker.
I had somebody liking something from 48 hours in a group text.
Yeah.
And when we say green bubble, that means you're on an Apple with some others. Somebody Android.
Somebody on the list got an Android.
So yeah. So you're not now. So technically we would be able to know if it was blue, right? We would know what they like.
And to get a little deeper.
How far you go back.
Right. Yeah. It does. And now, I mean, they finally, with like in the last 12 months, they actually improved some of the message formats to be this. It's called RCS now, where it actually works a little bit better, but that still breaks once in a while.
That's our bitch you better. Do not reply to them text messages, especially in the middle of the night.
Yep.
You waking up all those people.
That's right.
What a thumb.
I do, dude. That's creepy. I agree with you completely. Like, look, read the room, bro. I think that's just ignorance. People just don't know. They're like, oh, I'm just liking this.
Well, and then some people feel like they need to acknowledge you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, you know, heart. Yeah. Yeah. Great message.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude.
I agree. All right. How about Pop Goes the Weasel?
Nice. Let's do it.
I stumbled upon Mobland, dude.
Tom Hardy. You told me about that. I clicked on it.
Tom Hardy is this like consigliere. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a modern Godfather, but it's based in the UK. So Tom Hardy is like consigliere for like this big mob family. And Pierce Brosnan is like the Godfather. He's like the head dude. Okay. And his wife is played by Helen Mirren and mm-hmm. all and just, you know, family wars and it's good. It's like an episode. I think I binge watched the whole thing in like 2 days. It's pretty good.
Really? How many episodes?
So, well, I mean, they're still going. It's like week to week now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's on Paramount.
Yeah, I got back. I clicked on it. I was on an all night flight, but I clicked mm-hmm. on it. Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yep.
Let's see here. Yeah. My Pop Goes the Weasel is kind of wild because I'm in a little bit of a quagmire. So mm-hmm. Handmaid's Tale. Have you ever gotten into that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm like three episodes behind, but I'm watching the current season.
It was so dark. So last season, whenever that was going on, we just couldn't take it. Right. It was like, I knew what was going to happen. I knew she was in Canada and then she was going to F up and get. So it was like the spoilers kind of got us and we're like, oh my God, would you just freaking chill out? So we haven't seen last season and then this season. So we got to find a way to get off the schneid and watch this shit and like get through it because like we're just full of anxiety getting mm-hmm. ready to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Cause that show creates a lot of anxiety.
That's right.
So that's my pop. I got to get off my ass and watch it.
There you go. All right, man. This is that. It's time.
Okay. This or that. This or that.
Would you rather? I think I'm trying to. Oh yeah, what was it? Okay, you can only watch this genre of movies for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Is it going to be comedy or horror?
Comedy, bro.
Yeah. That's an easy one. I bet there's a lot of people, though, that pick horror.
It's some darkies out here to play horror. Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Man, that looks beautiful out there, man. You got a little heat wave going on?
No, it's nice. It's actually it's only like, I don't know, maybe 70. The sun is killing me though. I should have put sunscreen on. It's not even, it's only like 62 degrees out.
You put that damn tinfoil hat on, it jammed you up.
Like, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah. I like it. It fits well.
It's form fitting. If you guys like our conspiracy stuff, I got a long list of stuff. So you let us know and we'll dive deeper into that hole.
Tell us if you like it. We just wanted to flip it up a little bit. And I think, you know, we both had some great ways to think about things. And the whole point is
I was right,
think for your, would you say?
I didn't say anything.
think for yourself out here. You know what I'm saying? And everything isn't what it appears. Cause eventually you're going to have to tell your kid, hey, I've been lying to you. Me and mom been buying all that shit.
Yeah.
There ain't no Santa, but keep lying to your little brother. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to everything, but question everything.
Question everything.
Yep. Doesn't mean it's not true, but it might not be true.
And you can have a healthy debate with loved ones without going off the freaking, off the handle.
All day long.
You can disagree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to show that too, because he believes we went there. I believe we didn't. And that's okay.
It's okay.
All right. So, as always, my brother, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Peace.